Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. Your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
So Andy is out today. I'm Dave Cruz here with your X-Files, and it took 30 years, but one of our favorite actors is coming back to his iconic role. I'll tell you who in a minute. But first, the Grammy Awards are this Sunday, and Blake Shelton's God's Country is nominated. Blake was on the Kelly Clarkson show talking about how much the Grammy people hate him.
God's Country, was that the biggest out of all?
No, you never know until a couple of years later when you get past it and you look back, you know, but it's got to be. I mean, that was a big record, you know. And for me to get nominated for a Grammy, I mean, they hate me at the Grammys. So for them to be like, oh, my God, just nominate him. Just put him in there. It's fine.
And speaking of the Grammys, Thomas Rhett is also nominated, and he is stoked.
It's just wild. When you get nominated for an album, a full project, it really does mean the world, because a record just takes so much work to complete, and the writers and the producers and the background singers and everybody. So to be recognized by the Grammys for that is ridiculous.
And finally, he's back.
Something strange.
30 years after last appearing as squad leader Peter Venkman in 1989's Ghostbusters 2, it was an awful movie. Bill Murray is set to reprise his beloved role in the upcoming sequel, Ghostbusters Afterlife. The new movie stars Paul Rudd as a science teacher whose students find themselves in the middle of a ghost-busting mystery. Ghostbusters Afterlife opens in theaters July 10th. So maybe no more Mummers Parade? I'll tell you why in the next X-Files at 7:37. The X-Files are brought to you by Meineke, doing car care right.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. Your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Good morning and welcome to the X-Files. Andy is out today. I've got your X-Files and Dave Cruz. So what is Blake Shelton thinking of bringing back? I'll tell you in a minute. But first, no more Mummers Parade? Mayor Jim Kenney warned Mummers leaders that if they don't do a better job at stamping out bad conduct, including racism, Philadelphia could look to host its own New Year's Day parade and change policies on cost forgiveness for cultural parades. Well, the Grammys are going to air this Sunday night on CBS. Blake Shelton talked about his nomination on the Kelly Clarkson show and why he was shocked about it.
God's Country, was that the biggest out of all?
No, you never know until a couple of years later when you get past it and you look back, you know, but it's got to be. I mean, that was a big record, you know. And for me to get nominated for a Grammy, I mean, they hate me at the Grammys. So for them to be like, oh, my God, just nominate him. Just put him in there. It's fine.
And speaking of Blake, he and Gwen were on the Gayle King Grammy special last night on CBS. Blake talked about bringing the mullet back.
When you started out with that mullet hairdo, which was so lovely, we should take a trip down memory lane about that years ago.
It's coming back.
Is it coming?
Yeah, there's
kids. Are you bringing it back?
Well, there's kids that are wearing mullets now, and I'm feeling like maybe it's time for me to bring mine back.
You're back.
I'm not a trendsetter. Uh-huh. I don't mind jumping in on a trend like that.
Do you think Blake should bring back the mullet? He said he was thinking about it.
I totally think. I've actually offered to go get him some extensions. We could totally
have you
match
really?
The color easily. Yep. I'll do it for you.
Okay.
Donnie, you with me? If Gwen Stefani told me to get a mullet, I would get it that minute.
I would do anything she told me to do.
That minute. So what actor is reprising his iconic role from 30 years ago? I'll tell you the next X-Files at 8:37, and the X-Files are brought to you by Meineke, doing car care right.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now. Here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. Your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Andy is out today with your X-Files. I'm Dave Cruz, and your chance to pick a ticket to one of our Mega Ticket concerts is coming up in just a minute. But first, the Grammy Awards are this Sunday night. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani were on the Gayle King Grammy special last night on CBS, and Blake talked about bringing something back.
When you started out with that mullet hairdo, which was so lovely, We should take a trip down memory lane about that. Years ago.
It's coming back.
Is it coming?
Yeah, there's kids.
Are you bringing it back?
Well, there's kids that are wearing mullets now, and I'm feeling like maybe it's time for me to bring mine back.
You're back.
I'm not a trendsetter. Uh-huh. I don't mind jumping in on a trend like that.
Do you think Blake should bring back the mullet? He said he was thinking about it.
I totally think. I've actually offered to go get him some extensions. We could totally
have you
match
really?
The color easily. Yep. I'll do it for you.
Okay.
And mullets aren't the only thing coming back. Yep. 30 years after last appearing as squad leader Peter Venkman in 1989's Ghostbusters 2, Bill Murray is set to reprise his beloved role in the upcoming sequel, Ghostbusters Afterlife. The new movie stars Paul Rudd as a science teacher whose students find themselves in the middle of a ghost-busting mystery. Ghostbusters Afterlife opens in theaters on July 10th. And finally, Thomas Rhett is nominated for a Grammy, and he is stoked.
It's just wild. When you get nominated for an album, a full project, it really does mean the world, because a record just takes so much work to complete, and the writers and the producers and the background singers and everybody. So to be recognized with the Grammys for that is ridiculous.
And not only can you catch Thomas Rhett on the Grammys Sunday night, but he is also part of our mega ticket. It includes Jason Aldean, Brooks and Dunn, of course, Thomas Rhett, Sugarland, Lady A, and the X2 Anniversary Show. Right now is your chance to pick a ticket to one of these mega ticket shows. 215-263-6700. The X-Files are brought to you by Meineke, doing car care right.
The X-Files with Andy Summers on 92.5 XTU at 637, 737, and 837. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.